The man who cast the first vote in many of the presidential elections of the last 40 years has died. Neil Tillotson was more than 100 years old. He was a lifelong Republican, and he loved presidential politics in particular. So much, in fact, that Tillotson found a way to ensure that the handful of residents of Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, would always get to cast the first votes. Av Harris reports.
Neil Tillotson didn't know exactly when he was born. Sometime in 1899, he thought, near the Vermont-Quebec border. He got his first taste of politics in 1912, when he was mesmerized by the candidate who would be his favorite for life.
I saw Teddy Roosevelt. I was probably 16, 17 years old at the fairground in Morrisville, Vermont. And he made a speech, and he wasn't just something you would read about in the paper, hell, he'd seen him. I've seen him make a speech.
Tillotson was a cavalry soldier in World War I. He participated in the hunt for Mexican fugitive Pancho Villa under U.S. General John Pershing. He's credited with inventing the latex balloon. He owned a rubber company and the Balsams Grand Resort Hotel in tiny Dixville Notch. But he'll probably be most remembered for his unique role in presidential elections. In 1960, Tillotson convinced New Hampshire leaders to let him conduct voting just after midnight on Election Day morning in the unincorporated township of Dixville Notch.
And there were seven of us at that time. And, well, the people that were there were all Republicans. And most of them were related.
In 1960, Richard Nixon swept John F. Kennedy in Dixville Notch by a vote of 7-0. Neil Tillotson's longtime friend and business associate Steve Barba says Tillotson wasn't driven as much by political ideology as he was by the pragmatism of the people around him.
He listened intently to the men of the village who would come in and talk about fishing and politics and hunting and farming and logging, and he heard in them their sense of practical wisdom, useful, independent thought.
Barba says he expects the 30 current residents of Dixville Notch to continue the tradition of first-in-the-nation voting. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris.